Actually, Hyaraji was going to talk on bhavana, as Hyaraji has been giving talk on punya kriya vattu. But yesterday, from TMC, the committee came and requested Hyaraji to give discourse on mothers, especially mothers, because today is the Mother's Day. So they requested Hyaraji to give talk on the virtues of parents, especially mothers. So today Hyaraji will give talk on the virtues of mothers. So today is the Mother's Day, where people honor their mothers. So it is very auspicious. So first of all, Hyaraji will explain on Mangala. Other people, they translate Mangala in many ways, but there are still hidden meanings of the word Mangala. If one does not know the meaning of Mangala deeply, the meaning they will understand will be superficial. It will not be deep and profound. Because today is auspicious occasion, in Bali it is called Mangala, Hyaraji will first explain on the meaning of Mangala, and then Hyaraji will go on to talk about the virtues of mothers. If the virtues of mothers are to be explained, the virtues of father is also automatically explained. But because today is Mother's Day, Hyaraji will emphasize on the virtues of mothers. So everyone dislike inferiority. Everyone dislike a low class or degrading class. And everyone likes to be developed, high and noble. But to be developed, to be high and noble, one cannot get it for free. One cannot get it without working. Only if one can remove and get rid of inferiority, one will be free from the gravity of these inferiorities, and one will be uplifted, and thus there will be Mangala. So there are two kinds of Mangala: the Mangala, which is the cause, and Mangala, which is effect. If one is endowed with Mangala, which is the cause, one will automatically be endowed with Mangala, which is effect. So in the text, it is defined as Mangala Nama Papa Vinasana Vodhi Karananta. It means that Mangala means the removal of inferiorities, the removal of inferior things, and that's why it is the cause to develop, to increase, and to become high and noble. Everyone dislikes to be inferior. So if one cannot struggle themselves from these inferiorities, one cannot be developed or high and noble. One will be degraded an inferior if one cannot struggle himself, herself from inferiorities. So if one can remove these inferiorities systematically, one will be free from the gravity of these inferiorities. The more one can struggle, the more one can remove these inferiorities, the more one will be uplifted, developed, high and noble. So that's why removing or removal of these inferiorities is the cause mangala. And becoming developed, uplifted, and high and noble is the cause, is the effect mangala. So by being endowed with the cause mangala, one will automatically be endowed with the effect mangala without having to wish for. So one should be careful about these inferior states. How can one be free from these inferior states? How can one be free from the gravity of inferior states? So inferior states are raga, dosa, moha, lust, greed, hatred, anger, delusion. So these lust, hatred, and delusion, there are three stages: transgressive stage, obsessive stage, which manifests in the mind, and also latent or dormant stage of inferior states, which can arise as obsessive or transgressive state given the opportunity. So if one can remove these inferior states systematically, if one should know the method to remove these inferior states. If one does not know, or even though one knows but one does not put into practice, one will be accepting these inferior states. So these inferior states will always be pulling the person down so that the person will not be uplifted. So these inferior states in Pali are called Papa. So long as one has not eradicated these inferior states by attaining Ariya Magga Jnana, supramundane path knowledge, these inferior states can arise at any moment when they have opportunity. So if one has these latent or dormant form of inferior states, if there is opportunity, they can manifest in the mind. When they manifest in the mind, it will be pariyutana or obsessive stage. So when the mind associates with these obsessive form of impurities, obsessive form of inferior states, the mind will also be inferior. It will be low class. So just as when a person associates with the foolish, the person will also become foolish. So in the same way, when the mind associates with these inferior states, the mind will also be inferior. But this does not end here. When one indulges in these inferior states, one lacks control of himself, herself, one will commit misconduct, there will be lack of metta and karuna, and one will be committing misconduct, violence, which will be hurting both the person and others. So when the person commits these misconduct by body and speech, the person becomes more inferior. If the person does not have moral conduct, the person is not a genuine human, and thus he, she is inferior and degraded. If one does not control with mindfulness, there will be misconduct, and the person will be inferior and degraded. So long as one has not abandoned this latent or dormant form of inferior states with vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, and ariya jnana, path knowledge, one will not have knowledge, one cannot get rid of these inferior states, and the person will stay inferior and degraded. So everyone does not want to be inferior or degraded. Everyone wants to be high and noble. So Mangala means the method how to remove these inferior states from one's life and to make oneself uplifted, high and noble. So in grammar way, these people, they analyze the word Mangala in grammatical way. Mangala is made up of three parts, man, ga, and la. Man comes from marenta. It means to cause death, or to translate directly is to kill. Ga means inferior and low. La means to cut or to remove. Pamada means failure or negligent, to refrain from things that should be refrained from, to perform things that should be performed. So having this pamada, having negligent and failure, to refrain from things that should be refrained from, to perform things that should be performed, one is inferior. One's mind is also inferior. One lacks control, and thus there will be transgression. One will commit misconduct, and thus the person is inferior. So his or her misconduct is killing the person. Even if the person does not die, his or her virtue or reputation will die. So that's what is mean by marenta. Marenta means to cause death or to kill. So his or her wrongdoings will be causing death or killing the person. Even if the person does not die, his or her virtue or reputation will die. So if the person's virtue or reputation dies, then the person will not have any virtue of being pure, clean, gentle, lovable. So his or her virtue dies and the person becomes degraded and inferior. So ga means inferior and low. So combining these two, ma and ga, the words become manga. Manga means killing the person or the virtue so that the person will be inferior. So if one can not remove these inferior states, the person will be degraded. La means to remove, to get rid of these inferior states systematically. So combining these two, manga and la, becomes mangala. So mangala means to get rid of these impurities, to get rid of these inferior states, the inferior states which can kill the person, which can deprive the person of virtue and reputation. So this meaning is very beautiful and it is very sensible. So the word manga and papa, they have the same meaning. Even though the word is different, these two words, manga and papa, has the same meaning. So both manga and papa can make the person inferior. In other words, manga and papa can kill the person or kill the person, deprive the person of his or her virtue and reputation. So these inferior states has the cause of pamada. So pamada is the cause of these inferior states. Pamada is translated as forgetfulness by many people, but the meaning of pamada is failure or negligence. So as a human being, people have their responsibilities between parents and sons and daughters, teachers and students, between the boss and the workers, the boss and his or her staff. They have their own responsibilities. As a human, one needs to have responsibility. One needs to be a genuine human so that one is not inferior. If one fails to refrain from things that should be refrained from, then the person will be inferior. So the person should refrain, prevent, cure, and uproot these inferiorities. So one should weaken and one should finally remove these inferior states as a responsibility of a human being. So failure or negligence to refrain from things that should be refrained from, it is called pamada. So these two, manga and papa, are depriving the human of their virtue and reputation, so that the person dies or his or her reputation or virtue dies. So that's why these papa, inferior states, should be refrained from. So by refraining from such inferior states, one's quality will shine and one's virtue will be developed. And thus, one will have virtue, reputation, the person will not die, his or her virtue and reputation will not die. And one should also perform things that should be performed. If one fails to perform things that should be performed, then it will be pamada. Failure to refrain from things that should be refrained from, there will be harm. If one fails to perform things that should be performed, then one will not get benefits. So if one is negligent, heedless, and fail, then there will be pamada, and the person will always be inferior, and he, she will not be worthy of becoming a human being. If the person is not deprived of his or her virtue and reputation, the person will be uplifted, high and noble, and such person will gain benefits due to his or her apamada, non-negligence, non-failure, non-heedlessness. So pamada means having mindfulness, not away from mindfulness, having mindfulness in hand. So one should be mindful to refrain from misconduct. One should not fail to do it. One should not be negligent to do it. It is apamada. And one should also not fail to perform things that should be performed. One should not be negligent to perform things that should be performed. It is called apamada. Having apamada present, one will be able to refrain from these misconduct and transgression, and thus the person will not die and the person will not be deprived of his or her virtue and reputation. So the person is not inferior, the person will be uplifted and he, she will gain benefit. So based on pamada, failure, negligence, heedlessness, failing to perform things that should be performed, one will not gain benefits. And based on pamada, failure to refrain from things that should be refrained, one will meet harm. So it is not that the Creator or some Supreme Being can give blessings so that the person's sins or offenses could be removed. It is not so that a Supreme Being or a Creator can bless the person so that the person will gain benefits. So according to the teaching of the Buddha, based on pamada, one is inferior, one meets harm if he, she fails to refrain from things that should be refrained. And it is his or her own deed of appamatta, not failing, not negligent, to perform things that should be performed so that the person is uplifted. So it is the person's effort to refrain from harmful things and to perform beneficial things. No creator or no supreme being can bless the beings to be removed of the being's offenses or to gain benefit. So in a society between parents and children, between parents and sons and daughter, who starts to be the benefactor? So it is the parents who are the benefactors, especially based on five factors. The parents are supporting their children in five ways. So parents have what it is called anugampa, or suitable assignment, appropriate assignment on sons and daughters. So they have this suitable assignment on their sons and daughters. They do not want their sons and daughters to be bad or to be inferior. They always like to see their sons and daughters succeed and prosper. And they do not want their children to meet harm. They do not want sons and daughters to meet suffering. They will always like to see their children succeed and prosper. So the word is called anugampa. The parents have suitable excitement, appropriate excitement on sons and daughters. So the parents want their children to have good education, and also they want their children to be well in social affairs. They want their children to be well disciplined so that their children will not be spoiled. So parents want everything the best for their children, not wanting the children to meet harm. It is with compassion, karuna, wanting their children to have success and accomplishment. It is mitta, with loving kindness. So such compassion and loving kindness can also be called suitable assignment or appropriate assignment on their sons and daughters. So based on five factors, parents have suitable assignment on their sons and daughters. So with compassion, they want their sons and daughters to be free from harm, to refrain from things that should be avoided, that should be refrained from. And with mitta, the parents want their children to perform things that should be performed. So as a parent, they have their responsibilities or duties on their sons and daughters. So the first one is, parents should keep their children away from inferior states, inferior things, so that their children will not be inferior. So it is not that parents are controlling them or suppressing them, because the parents do not want harm for their children. That's why they are prohibiting their children from doing bad things. So they do not want their children to suffer. They have this suitable excitement or suitable excitement on their children. The second one is they make the children do things that are good for them. So it is with metta, loving kindness, that they are guiding their children to do good things. So based on these two factors, it is quite satisfying to know it is these duties or responsibilities of the parents are very satisfying. The third one is to give good education for the children. It is the third responsibility of a parent. And the fourth one is when the children come of age, to arrange proper marriage for their children. It is the fourth responsibility. And the fifth one is to give inheritance to the children. So these are the five factors or the five responsibilities or duties of a parent, of parents. So parents have these responsibility towards their sons and daughters. Even the first two responsibility is very good, very satisfying. So parents correct their children so that these children will not be spoiled or inferior. So parents guide them, correct them with compassion, karuna. And also parents guide their children to do good things with metta, loving kindness.
ဒီမှာကြည့်ပဲလို့ဒီလိုလည်းပဲပြောကြပါတယ
် So the children also should repay their debt of gratitude to their parents who take care of them in five ways. So when the parents have gratitude on that, when the parents are supporting their children, the children should also repay the debt of gratitude. And parents are compared to Brahma, because the Brahma, they permeate metta, loving kindness towards beings. They also have karuna, compassion on beings. They have compassion that the beings will be free from their sufferings. And when they see the beings prosper, they have mudita, sympathetic joy. And also they have upekha, seeing that beings have their own deeds. So just as these Brahmas have these four things, metta, karuna, mudita, and upekha, in the same way, the parents have metta, loving kindness towards their children, wanting their children the best of everything, wanting their children to prosper and succeed And also, parents have compassion towards their children, not wanting their children to meet with harm or danger. When parents see the children's success, they have mudita, sympathetic joy. And when the parents see their children being able to stand on their own, they do not need to have, they do not need to be concerned with mitta, they do not need to be concerned with compassion, or they do not need to be concerned with mudita, but they develop upekkha towards their children. So the parents, when seeing their children being able to stand on their own, they develop upekkha towards their children, the mind in equilibrium and balance when they see their children being to stand on their own. That's why parents are compared to Brahmas. So sons and daughters who stay with their parents who are like Brahmas, these children, they live happily and in peace with these parents. So in the text, it is mentioned how the mother has full abode living towards their sons and daughters. So when the mother is conceived with a baby, the mother always think how her son or daughter will be born with full of, will be born healthily without any deficiency, without any deficiency, with all the proper hands, feet, with all the proper organs and so on. So the mother expects her son or daughter to be born healthily without any deficiency. And when the mother after birth sees the baby, the newborn baby, healthy and well, then she forgets all the labor pain. So with mitta and mudita, the mother looks at the baby with joy and happiness. And the mother nursed the baby, and when the baby is sleeping on its back, the mother protects the baby from being bitten by insect. Being bitten by insect, the mother gets very nervous, also the father. So the mother has compassion towards the baby. So when the baby can play, walk, and when the child is healthy, when the child does very good in education and school, the mother feels happy. And when the child is very bright, very capable of doing things, also very capable of helping at home, when the child also is very efficient, then the mother feels mudita, sympathetic joy. So when the son or daughter has finished with his or her education, being able to stand on himself or herself, then the mother has upekkha towards her son or daughter, upekkha does not mean neglecting. The mother can rest at ease, feeling assurance that her daughter or her son can stand on her own, his own. Having upekkha, she does not have to be concerned with either metta or karuna or mudita, because her son or daughter can stand on his own, her own. So if sons and daughters grow up to be this way, to be good in every aspect, the mother feels at ease, the mother feels assured, and she will be peaceful. So when the mother is endowed with this Brahma Vihara, four kinds of abode living, such and such father is compared to Brahma. So the quality of a parent, when the parent is endowed with Brahma Vihara, then such parents, such mother is worthy of honor and respect. And the children need to respond to the mother who deserves this respect and honor. So it is not enough just to celebrate the Mother's Day, but one should repay the debt of gratitude on the mother by taking care of her in appropriate way. Only then the Mother's Day will be an auspicious occasion. Parents are also said to be Bopa Jariya, early teachers. So from the time of birth, the child meets with parents. So the parents are their early teachers. So parents teach their children how to sit, how to eat, how to walk, how to stand. And also parents teach their children how to associate or how to get along with others. So parents teach their children everything from the very basic. So when the children get these basic knowledge, parents send them to schools, to the teachers, where children learn math, arts, and science, and so on. But it is the parents who teach their children the very basic, and how it is the parents who teach their children very basic knowledge, which are very essential for life. That's why parents are called early teachers. Especially for the children to be well disciplined, to have moral conduct, it is the parents' duty, it is the parents' duty, it is the duty of the early teachers who are parents. So when sons and daughters can live with the parents endowed with such qualities, they will be like living with Brahma, because the parents guide their sons and daughters with things. That's why parents are early teachers. So that's why parents, being early teachers, to teach the sons and daughters everything, that's why parents are also called Ahuneya, because they are worthy of honor and respect. They are worthy of offerings that are brought from far. So sons and daughters also have duty to pay the debt of gratitude to their parents. So in the text, it says that parents are bahukara. Parents have great gratitude on these sons and daughters. So that's why sons and daughters should repay the debt of gratitude in a very effective way. Because parents guided their children so that these children will not be inferior. Parents guide their children to be well-behaved, well-disciplined, and proper. That's why parents are great benefactors. So these are the virtues of the parents. That's why it is very essential for sons and daughters to take care of their parents. So by this much, you understand the virtues of the parents. If the virtues of the parents are to be explained, it will be very lengthy. So sons and daughters should take care of the parents who took care of them when they were young. So especially mothers, because of the mother's mitta and karuna, because of the mother's loving kindness and compassion, even blood turned into milk to nurse her sons and daughters. So nursing sons and daughters with milk, which is her own blood, sons and daughters grow to be healthy and well. So in this way, mothers take care of her children, giving up even her life. So that's why sons and daughters should repay the debt. So it is mothers who protect sons and daughters in every way she can, so that there will not be anything needed by her sons and daughters. So mothers are the nearest parent who takes care of sons and daughters. So it is sons and daughters' duty to repay the debt. When it is sons and daughters' turns, they should repay the debt of gratitude to their parents by taking care of them, by taking care of whatever things their parents have to do, and to behave properly so that these sons and daughters will be worthy of inheritance. And also, sons and daughters should maintain the customs. And according to the Buddha's teachings, when the parents pass away, sons and daughters should perform merits in memory of their departed parents. So just by paying the debt of gratitude to parents in the worldly way, it cannot be enough. So the gratitude of parents could not be repaid just by worldly means. So it is said that if one carries the mother on the right shoulder and the father on the left shoulder and take care of them all his life, even then the debt of gratitude cannot be repaid totally. So we need to think how to repay the debt of parents so that the debt of gratitude will be paid off. So we need to know the best way to pay the gratitude. So the best way to repay the debt of gratitude is that if the parents do not have faith and confidence on Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, sons and daughters should introduce Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha to the parents. And the sons and daughters should incite faith and confidence of these parents on the Triple Gem. And also, sons and daughters must see to it that parents understand that good things bring good results, bad deeds bring bad results. It is the person's own deeds that is creating good results and bad results. So in this way, sons and daughters should see to it that their parents have faith and confidence on these triple gems as well as good and bad deeds. And also, sons and daughters must arrange that their parents can refrain from misconduct and observe moral conduct. Sons and daughters should arrange so that their parents can practice concentration training in order to shape their mind. And also, sons and daughters should arrange so that their parents practice in order to gain knowledge. So in this way, sons and daughters must take care of their parents in a Dhamma way, that is, to make the parents practice these trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, which is the best way to repay the debt of parents. So parents who have great gratitude, these parents, sons and daughters, should pay respect. Sons and daughters should honor, venerate, and pay respect to their parents. And also, sons and daughters should support their parents with food, clothing, bed. Sons and daughters should also bathe their parents. Also give massage, take care of these parents. In this way, the sons and daughters should do their responsibility of taking care of these parents. So that sons and daughters are taking care of these parents in a proper way, and the sons and daughters will be praised by others that all these sons and daughters really take care of their parents properly. So by this volition, jitana, of taking care of the parents in a very proper way, these sons and daughters will prosper, will gain happiness in this life and also in the future. So one should think whether it is enough just to celebrate the Mother's Day. One should also think how to repay the debt of gratitude on parents. One should think from both theoretical and practical aspect. One should be careful not to regret concerning with the gratitude of parents. And also, there are sons and parents who are neglecting, sorry, there are sons and daughters who are neglecting their parents. And there are also sons and daughters who are insulting their parents. So they are going to regret afterwards. By the time the person regrets, the parents may not be living anymore. Especially the mother may not be living anymore by the person regrets. So in that case, the person will be regretting, the person will be living, the person will be living with upsetness, depression, and sorrow with the rest of his or her life. So Xiaoji would like to give an example. After the example, he would finish his Dharma talk. So all of you have heard about Ajatasattu, the prince who was an enemy to the father even before the prince was born. So when this Ajatasattu associated with Devadatta, Ajatasattu insulted his father, Bimbisara, by imprisoning him. And also, he arranged the father's feet to be cut so that the father could not walk. And finally, the father passed away from these wounds. So everyone do things which they think will be good for them. So this Ajatasattu prince arranged for his father's death, thinking that it will do him good. So this Ajatasattu prince was very cruel on his father. And later on, when a son was born to Ajatasattu, the happiness and the love for the newborn son permeated into the bones and marrows of the of this Ajatasattu. Only then he could recall, "Oh, how my father would have loved me." So then Ajatasattu asked the mother about his father's love. So the mother replied that when Ajatasattu was a baby, he had a boil on the finger. And this boil was hurting so much that Ajatasattu was crying. So in his boil, there were pus, so it was very, it was aching. So the father, who was then a king, put the baby's finger, which had the boil, in his mouth. So the pus dispersed in the mouth of the king, but the king did not spit the pus out. The king did not spit the pus, fearing that the baby would awake, fearing that the baby will wake up. So the mother explained Ajatasattu to how the father take care of him when he was very young, with fatherly love, with great fatherly love. So when Ajatasattu heard this, he ordered his father to be freed from prison, but it was too late. The father had already passed away when he gave the order. So Ajatasattu, for the rest of his life, lived in great regret. Only if one understands the virtue of parents, then he or she will be virtuous. If one does not understand the virtues, then he or she will be useless. So Buddha praised the virtues of parents, and Buddha also taught Jataka, where he showed that the sons and daughters who pay the debt of gratitude to their parents are free from harm and danger, and how they benefit. But there is no time to explain on these Jatakas. And also, other wise people also, they praise the virtues of their parents. One will be virtuous only when one understands the virtues of the Triple Gem and the parents. So parents' virtues are compared to the mountain of Meru. So it is said that the virtues of the parents are even greater than the mountain of Meru. But leave the other people of other religion, even among the Buddhists, some do not understand the virtues of the Triple Gem, and some are denying the virtues of the Triple Gem. And some are also, they do not understand the virtues of their parents, and they are also insulting their parents. So in countries where there is advance in technology, inventing new and new material things and gadgets, people think that only by using new and new things, their standard of life will be high. So they are after new and new things. They are pursuing material things. So in such people, they do not understand the virtue of parents. So in this world where the technology is advancing, they are after material things only. They do not understand the virtues of the parents, so they are failing their responsibility to repay the debt. They do not cherish the virtues of the parents, so their mind is not uplifted, but their mind is inferior. And they think that there is no gratitude to repay. Such kind of people, they are going too far extreme without any control. So they are just depending on the technology and material things. So they are not making any effort in themselves. So their mind becomes effortless. Their mind is lacking effort and ability. So such persons, such people are not genuine human. They do not have the knowledge of a human. And they are very spoiled and ruined. So the people who are only after material things, they are not balanced, they are very extreme. So whatever one is doing, one should be balanced. One should do it the middle way. One should adjust so that one will be balanced and doing the middle way. And also, sadha, faith and confidence, and knowledge should be balanced. So it is important that sadha and panya, faith and confidence and knowledge, should not go extreme, but they should be balanced. Otherwise, one may take virtue as a useless one, and one may mistaken useless things for virtue. So Saraji gives an example. If a river, unsalty river, flows into sea, then the unsalty water goes into salty one, and this salty water cannot be used. So in the same way, if one does not understand virtue, one will misunderstand virtue as useless. So he, she will become also useless. So in this world, the people who do not understand the virtues, they are going too extreme. In a society, one should understand that there are responsibilities among parents and sons and daughters, teachers and students, boss and the staff. They, each of them, have their own responsibility. Especially in a family, between parents and children, they have responsibilities and duties to fulfill. And one should understand that parents are like Brahma, and they are early teachers who one should be very grateful to. So it is very important to understand the virtues of the parents, and it is important for sons and daughters to repay the debt of gratitude on these parents. So one should also pay the debt of gratitude on the parents in a most effective way. It is not just enough to remember or celebrate the Mother's Day ordinarily, but one should repay the debt of parents, especially the mother, in most effective way, so that this celebration of the Mother's Day will be very effective and beneficial. That's all for me. Sadhu, sadhu.